Hachette Audio presents How to Eat to Change How You Drink. Heal your gut, mend your mind, and improve nutrition to change your relationship with alcohol. Written and read by Brooke Scheller, DCN, CNS. To the little girl who fought the battles so that I could show up for my destiny. I see you, I feel you, I love you. And to my late grandmother, Mary Regis Allen, who spoke the language of recovery to me long before I could understand it. Introduction. It starts with a whisper. A gut feeling that says, maybe I should quit drinking. What's that, you think? You push it down, hoping it'll quiet down, but it doesn't. Over time, the whisper gains volume. It becomes louder and louder until eventually it becomes a scream. That's what it's like for many of us when it comes to exploring our relationship with alcohol. That's what it was like for me. I started drinking as a teenager, and it completely absorbed my 20s and early 30s. It seems almost unbelievable to think that I had put my body through so much harm from alcohol use over the course of 20 years. And yet, this story is much more common than we think. I used to think, I'm still young. But 20 years is a long time to do anything on a regular basis. When I woke up one morning in June 2021, the internal screams had become so loud that I couldn't yell over them anymore. I couldn't cover my ears, and I couldn't run away. I found myself constantly waiting for moments when I could get a small dopamine hit from alcohol, followed by spiraling anxiety and depression from the come down. I was anxious when I drank and anxious when I didn't drink. Pretending that everything was fine and that I was in control felt like a full-time job. I was exhausted from keeping up this charade. Nothing out of the ordinary happened that morning, aside from a comment a loved one made in passing that I had drunk to oblivion all weekend. I didn't lose my job, didn't get a DUI, and wasn't in any real trouble. In fact, I had a great job. Graduate degrees.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?